Former star rapper on Diddy's Bad Boy Records says he's in trouble. By Paul Bois on March 27, 2024. Mark Curry, a former star rapper from Sean Diddy Combs' Bad Boy Records label, has publicly stated that Diddy might be in big trouble amid allegations of sex trafficking. Appearing on Cuomo with News Nation to discuss the recent Homeland Security raids on Diddy's mansion homes, Curry said that Diddy likely got himself into trouble due to the hip-hop lifestyle not allowing him to grow into his age. He has to be able to have the strength to move on, to find some kind of faith somewhere. He's in trouble, Curry said. So, let's talk about why you think he's in trouble. Did Combs have a reputation, Mark, for liking young women or providing underage or young women to people? Cuomo asked. Well, what you can say is at his age at 50, what is he? Like 52? 53, at that age, when you're in the hip-hop, it's not like he's hanging around people his age, Curry responded. So he's always placing himself around people who are underage, because those are the people who party. So when you go to the club and you're having a party tonight at Club Live or whatever that club may be, the only people that are going to attend that party are probably young people. So his lifestyle is not allowing him to grow and become an older person, or a man, or whatever we grow to be. So I think it comes with the lifestyle that he's choosing to live, Curry continued. My best advice for him would be that sometimes you have to grow up. You have to outgrow some of your ways and you have to think different sometimes. He just never knew how to do that. On Monday, Homeland Security officials raided the mogul's residences in connection to a sex trafficking investigation. The raid occurred at the music mogul's mansion in the Holmby Hills neighborhood. Investigators said across the coast, the music mogul's Miami home was also raided Monday, noted Fox. Sky Fox flew over Combs' home Monday afternoon and showed federal agents conducting their investigation at his home, it added. Fox 11's ground crew at the scene said the home was registered to Bad Boys Films, which is a division of Bad Boy Entertainment, along with one of Combs' daughters. Diddy has denied all wrongdoing, saying in a statement through his lawyer that the raids were a gross overuse of military-level force. There has been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations, attorney Aaron Dyer said. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name. According to The Independent, police arrested a man described as Diddy's drug mule. Brendan Paul, 25, was arrested by federal agents in a Miami airport while he was allegedly carrying contraband inside of his personal travel bags, noted the outlet. His arrest came the same day as the search on Diddy's homes. Mr. Paul was named in a lawsuit in February brought by music producer Rodney Jones, alleging that Diddy sexually assaulted him and forced him to have sex with prostitutes. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.